The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Anyone in prison or on probation or parole in Louisiana is legally prevented from voting until the end of their sentence. Yesterday, the Senate passed a bill that would make anyone who's been out of prison for 5 years eligible to vote. Representative Pat Smith, Democrat from Baton Rouge, who drafted the bill, told public radio WRKF that she has been trying to pass this reform for years.
These folks really just wanted to go into a ballot box, pull the lever, and be able to vote for the impact on their lives.
Smith's bill was presented on the floor by Senator J.P. Morrell, Democrat from New Orleans.
The recidivism rate in Louisiana for criminal offenses is very high. So these are people who are the success stories who left prison and didn't go back.
The bill got high-profile support earlier this week from New Orleans Saints players DeMario Davis and Benjamin Watson. They sent a letter urging lawmakers to pass the legislation. Watson says the goal of the criminal justice system is to hold people accountable, but it shouldn't keep them from participating in the democratic process. And he feels it's an issue of civil rights.
It's no secret that much of the criminal justice system has been slanted and skewed towards minorities, towards blacks. And so we still see kind of the legacy of that even to this day.
Technically, the bill still needs final approval in the House. Should that happen, it goes before the governor for his signature, and if he signs the bill, it would go into effect next year. A push to let visitors with concealed carry permits to bring guns onto Louisiana school campuses was rejected by senators Tuesday. A report in The Advocate reveals a Senate Judicial Committee gutted House Bill 602, removing the portion that would have allowed armed civilians at schools. Instead, lawmakers rewrote the bill to allow people with concealed carry permits to have their firearms up to the edge of a school campus. About 24 gun bills were filed this year, most of them after 17 people were killed in an attack on a Florida high school in February. Democrats have been proposing gun restrictions, while Republicans advocate for loosening firearm rules. Most of the measures have been unsuccessful. Neighboring state Texas allows for concealed carry on state colleges and universities. However, many private-run institutions have policies prohibiting firearms on campus grounds. Walmart, long known for its everyday low prices mantra and as a place for basics, wants shoppers to think of it as a source for style and upscale fashion as it tries to reach a more affluent customer base. The company's launching the Lord & Taylor store on its website in the coming weeks with more than 125 brands like Lucky Brand, Vince Camuto, and Tommy Bahama, reflecting its effort to broaden its customer base, drive growth, and compete with online retailer Amazon. Walmart's partnership with Lord & Taylor, announced last November, marks a new model for the Bentonville, Arkansas-based discounter. The move is to court higher-income shoppers while holding true to its core lower prices strategy. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect a high temperature of 91 degrees today, and there's a slight chance of rain at 10%. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 68 degrees. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.